This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Double losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
He holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Good morning. It's beautiful Thursday. August the 17th, 2017, live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams control come true.
Oh, where your dreams can come true.
Where
all your dreams can come true.
1-800 TV Radio, go CSB.com. Of course, I am on the boards this week. I am B3 Exponent. And the first gentleman I'm introducing to my left, from Syracuse, New York, Mr. 315. 315, he just got the symbols up, throwing it up in the air for us. And finally, also from the great state of New York, Dallas Cowboy enthusiast, Phoenix Sun fan, Smoochy SD. What's up, Smooch?
What's going on? Go Suns.
Go Suns. And of course, check out the podcast, Ball is Life, from the campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting, every Friday from 12 to 1:30. Smoochy and Urban Nerd are on. Any guests, any surprises for them this week, or they just have to tune in?
Man, y'all just got to tune in. Only surprise I can give y'all is, man, shout out to the Roto Dem family. I know y'all listening, checking it in. They support the BSS Carolinas as well. Y'all make sure y'all tune into the BSS Carolinas, man. Great people helping sports minds come together, man.
Thank y'all. Legion of Greatness Network, thank you for all the love y'all been showing us. And hopefully we've been giving the proper love back, man. We really appreciate it, all right? And for this segment, we want to jump into a little NFL talk. Before we preview the NFC West, a couple trades. Jordan Matthews traded from Philadelphia to Buffalo. Was it Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Carson Wentz had a little pouting session. He shed a few tears for Jordan.
And he got hurt as soon as he got to Buffalo.
He sure did. Fractured sternum. So it seems like it was the good thing. But Alshon Jeffries is hurt as well, which we are not surprised
I've seen that movie before.
We all seen that.
Wait, Jordan Matthews is hurt already?
He got hurt already. First practice, he got hurt.
Fractured his stomach muscle. No telling how long he's going to be out.
Wow.
Craziness.
It's supposed to be a big year for Tyrod.
And, of course, the players sitting, players standing, players that are for cap, players that are against cap. What can the NFL do? What should they? Is Cap going to get a job?
No.
They've already pooed on his head. He has the emoji poo. The poo emoji on his face, huh?
Blackballed, man.
So the rally on the 24th in New York isn't going to help him in front of the NFL offices, huh?
There's something supposedly here, too.
Yeah, I heard they're supposed to be, like, sitting out in front of the courthouse or something here. Like, it's supposed to be a lot of little gatherings and stuff around. I don't know.
I just want Cap to just come out and just say something, man.
He hasn't said a word. He's been audaciously quiet.
The only thing I want him to say is come out and say I want to play. That's it.
I don't know if he wants to play ball.
That's the thing.
That's what's the crazy thing about it. We don't know if he want to play, if he doesn't want to play, if you do want to play. Do you want to be a starter? Do you want to be a backup? Are you looking to get paid? Are you looking to get whatever?
Well, I guess that was some team's excuses that you want a X amount of dollars.
Hey, Cap, we got something for you. Come on here. Join our podcast, man. We'll get your word out every minute of every hour of every day. We will broadcast it to as many folks as you want. And if you get on our side, guess what? We can probably get a platform on some radio stations, some networks, SiriusXM, everywhere.
They'll blackball us, man.
They will. They'll cut us off too, huh? Poo on BSS Carolinas, the poo emoji. That's what they just do to us now.
It's just funny how he's hated by so many for...
For nothing.
For nothing.
For absolutely nothing.
He's in his First Amendment right.
It's insane. And let's just jump into the NFC West. Rock has put down what he thinks each team is going to go. I'll start with the Seattle Seahawks, defending NFC West champions. They won this division like last year, but they didn't win it the previous year. It was Arizona who won the previous year. But Seahawks pretty much have dominated this division. What do we see for Seattle? Any concerns on either side of the ball for Seattle?
Still need a playmaker, man, on offense.
Like a big time, someone that scares you.
Yeah.
Jimmy Graham still ain't that guy.
He hasn't been since he's been there. I mean, I like him in the red zone, but they haven't used him in the red zone either.
No running game. No, Who is their starting running back?
Rawls.
Is it Thomas Rawls? Are they trying to run with him again?
Yeah, I think it's Rawls.
Oh, dude, they're not going with Lacy.
And they're doing Lacy. I think they're going to do it by committee.
And then they had the Procise kid,
yeah,
right? Who was getting back.
Yeah, that was the gimmick.
They don't have anybody on the other side of Baldwin.
Russell Wilson is their best running back.
Right.
And they got to keep him upright, too.
Pretty much.
And that cap would have been perfect with them, man. Perfect. Especially with all those leaders on that team, all those outspoken dudes on that team.
Imagine him and Michael Bennett in the locker room at the same time doing press conferences.
Yeah.
All the stuff you would get from those two talking about this, that would be – I guess that's what Mr. Allen, Pete Carroll, everybody else in that organization were trying to avoid. They saw the same thing that I'm just now talking about. Michael Bennett and Colin Kaepernick in the same locker room with Richard Sherman?
With Cam Chancellor, with Earl Thomas.
But those guys – Earl and Cam aren't super outspoken.
Richard, still strong personalities.
Strong personalities. But Richard Sherman and Michael Bennett, they are two of the biggest mouthpieces in the league. And then you add Colin Kaepernick, who supposedly stands for hating the flag and hating the military. Yeah. You can see why Seattle said, you know what, maybe we need to pause.
When you see Cap, you want to see him play. You want to see him compete. Man, go to Jacksonville, man. If you listening, man.
The thing about
Indy.
Where people, you got to remember where he fits too. We can't just every time there's a quarterback vacancy,
go get Cap.
You go get Cap. Yeah, you got to find out.
And that's going to happen.
The best fit, the best. I mean, he can't just go anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Seattle, perfect fit. I thought Baltimore, perfect fit. That's the only two teams I can really think of right now.
Shoot, Indianapolis. His game is a lot like Andrew Luck. Let's try to throw the ball deep down the field, runs with his legs. There's no running game for Indianapolis, so your quarterback's going to be running for his life.
And you got to think about these owners. Are some of these owners Trump supporters?
All the owners are Trump supporters because all the owners are stupid rich.
And that was the point with the Jets. I was like, no, Woody Johnson's a Trump supporter, so the Jets is really out of the question.
Of course.
Really out of the question.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the record you got for the Seahawks?
That's actually my second team when I'm not rooting for the Bears.
I know you always rock that damn Seahawks hat when you run.
Well, you know
there.
My man works for the organization. You know,
yeah, you told me that.
Hooked me with all that gear, so yeah.
He can send a signed Russell Wilson jersey, can he?
I actually asked for Cam Chancellor one. I texted him the other day. I was like, I need a Chancellor.
So you can just bring it up in. Yeah, we can just highlight on this show. I'm gonna bring my signed Dale Curry little bobblehead box in the put here.
10-6. I have Seattle going.
10-6 for Kyle. What do you think? What do you think, Smoke?
Offense still a question. Defense, people starting to want to get paid, but I don't believe in Arizona, so I'm going 11-5.
I think the same damn thing. I think they're going to go 6-0 in this crappy division.
The Seahawks?
Yeah. Who can beat them in that division?
Well, the Rams always beat them every year.
somehow always, that was with Jeff Fisher. We don't know about the new coach.
They always find a way to beat the Seattle.
I don't think that happens this year. They're going to go 6-0 in that crappy division. I think 11-5 for the Seahawks.
And Arizona's going to be tough too. I mean, they're going to be tough.
I think
Palmer's a target, they don't have any wide receiver help. It's all on David Johnson. If David Johnson ain't having 150 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns and 100 yards receiving and a touchdown.
And that offense has to put up at least 20.
They need to score.
Yeah, because their defense is going to show up.
Rock has the Seahawks going 10-6. Next, the San Francisco 49ers. New coach, new GM, new quarterback, new everything for San Francisco.
2 new starters on defense.
Sounds like a rebuild year, but you never know. The NFL is crazy. The 49ers can start 4-0, 5-0, which – no, they can't. I'm lying. Let me not put that out there. They can't do that. What do we think the 49ers are going to do?
They ain't rebuild mode, so I'm saying
3-13. 3-13, yep.
I'll say 2-14. They'll be lucky to win 2 games, man.
Who's the starter, Blaine Gabbert?
Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer.
Oh, yeah. 3 games.
And Rock has them going 3-13 as well. The Arizona Cardinals. Carson Palmer is back. He's like 50. Larry Fitzgerald back. He's 48.
Is he still play receiver? Or is he like in a slot now?
No, he's a receiver. He was their leading receiver last year.
They got him listed as the number one wide receiver.
He is their number one wide receiver. And of course, Mr. Do Everything David Johnson still in that backfield.
Failed to develop Michael Floyd.
Got him out of there. John Brown is only a deep ball pass. And if Carson Palmer don't get the time, he's not mobile. He's not going to get the ball down the field. Bruce Arians is still an offensive genius. Mm-hmm. They still play hard for him. What do we think the Cardinals?
I like them in 9-7.
9-7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think, Smoot?
8-8.
I was going to say 7-9, man. When you're leaning on those two old guys and David Johnson has to do everything. If David Johnson goes out, how the hell is Arizona going to get points?
The defense will have to score points. That's why I give them 9 because I still love that D. I love that
secondary. I love their secondary. Me too. Their pass rush wasn't hitting on anything last year, and that was their biggest problem. They couldn't get to the quarterback, and their secondary can only defend for so long.
The funny thing about the NFC West, that is like a 7-9, 8-8 division. If you're not the division winner.
Exactly.
If you're not the division winner.
Like the division winner might be 9-7.
Mm-hmm. But two of the four teams are going to win 5 games or less, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. This is like the hardest division.
Well, I remember a couple years ago where the Rams did actually go 8-8.
Yeah.
They were the worst team. That was a pretty good competitive division that year.
And then last year, they only had one team that was winning. That was the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And finally, the Los Angeles Rams. New coach, new GM, Jared Goff looks like he's going to be the starter day one. Where do we see the Rams finishing? And do you take Todd Gurley early in your fantasy draft?
He's a sleeper.
No, I don't take him early.
You don't take him early?
Nope. If depending on the Zeke situation, it'd be Zeke, Dave Johnson, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Those three all. Yeah. That's automatic. Mm-hmm. That's your top three running backs. Yep.
Todd Gurley, he's a sleeper. From what we've seen in the preseason, the offensive line is looking decent.
Mm-hmm.
But the quarterback sucks. Goodness, Jeff.
What do we think record-wise?
Who's defense? The Rams?
Rams.
I think they have a pretty good defense.
Yeah, they got a good defense.
They always have a pretty good
defense. Yeah, I think they have a pretty good
defense. Aaron Donald still hasn't showed up. No. Now, he'll probably show up week one to get that check, no doubt.
Yeah, but it's a Wade Phillips defense.
Yep.
And Wade Phillips had him playing.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
yep.
If they out there 70, 75 snaps in the game, they're not going to –
a bunch of three and outs by their offense.
Yeah. Exactly. So when they lose, it's not going to be like 20-something – so they're not going to get blown out. They'll be losing like, 17-14.
They'll be more competitive.
Right.
I'm sorry. So much, go ahead.
No, yeah, like he said, they'll be more competitive, like 17-14.
They'll be in games.
Yeah, 10-7. That's the type of games they can win.
But they still go 2-14 to me.
2-14.
Y'all right. Y'all exactly right. But they're gonna lose a lot of games like that.
Unless they go in full tank mode.
Now the 49ers and the Rams will split, so that'll be one of each other's team's wins.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man.
What you think, Smoots?
I'm going. What do I got the 49ers? 3-13?
3-13.
Yeah. No, you know what? 4-12.
Oh, okay.
Doubled up.
4-12.
Rock has the Rams going 7-9.
Does he really?
Yes.
That's
But you know what's funny? But like I said, that's how that division is sometimes.
I don't have any.
It'll be 9-7, the division winner. 8-8, 7-9, 7-9. That's usually how that division goes sometimes.
Because one thing about that division, there's no like prolific. There's no outstanding offense.
Offense, nope.
But everybody,
especially Seattle, their offense was so up and down last year. It was crazy.
Only person I would draft, I wouldn't even get Jimmy Graham draft.
I want that quarterback though, because Russell Wilson gets those yards.
He gets yards. He gets
and he has a couple touchdowns.
That is it. That's the only sure thing in Seattle on the Seattle offense.
I think 3-13 for the Los Angeles Rams.
Come on, come on, Rams.
And 3 might be too much. I might be giving y'all too much credit. I mean, they are in disarray. New coach, new coaching staff. Your best player hasn't shown up to show any leadership to these young guys.
And we can see what Jared Goff has now. We can see.
I mean, if he can't make it work with Sammy,
a
big time target.
Right.
And their head coach is young, like 31.
He's 31, 32, something like that. Yeah.
He is really young.
So he's going to take his lumps.
The NFC West should be fun this year, man.
I'm 4-12, man. They'll surprise you.
Okay. 4-12.
You know what I mean? Honestly, I hope they do.
You gotta own your voice, man. You can't be on the radio if you don't own how you sound. Like, I hate how I sound.
No, I love how I sound. I hate how I sound, but everybody loves how I sound, so that's all that matters.
He like the old school late night ladies. Welcome into the quiet storm.
That's it.
DJ 315.
I don't. I don't need to like it or hate it, but as long as the masses love it, I'm fine. It's fine with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Mr. 315 Hot Corner Hot Tag of the Week.
All right, Mr. 315, are we ready for your questions?
Oh, hit my music.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Mr. 315 Hot Corner Hot Tag of the Week.
The best there is, the best there was, and the best ever will be, baby. This is 315 with your WWE Hot Take. I'm going to start what happened on SmackDown on Tuesday night. There was a match between John Cena and Jinder Mahal, the modern day Maharaja.
Love that.
Yeah. Thank you. And in that match, Baron Corbin came down to cash his money. I've never seen this before. I have never seen this happen before. He came down to cash his Money in the Bank briefcase after John Cena gave Mahal the
F-U.
I was going to say the attitude.
Yeah. They don't call it the F-U anymore.
He tried to come cash it in, and Cena kind of interfered with that, and Jinder Mahal ended up pinning Baron Corbin. Mm. Now Baron Corbin he lost everything now. So now at SummerSlam, Jinder Mahal doesn't have to worry about anybody coming in, trying to take him out, whether he wins or loses the match against Nakamura. So I've never seen anything like that before. What is going on? Is something going on behind the scenes, or did Baron Corbin do something to piss off Vince?
Well, remember when Damian Sandow won Money in the Bank.
Yes.
and they let him cash in, and he was only champion for like 4 days or
yes,
something.
Yes, yes.
They weren't ready for Baron Corbin to be champion, the way I'm reading it.
Okay.
He doesn't have a fan base, or he's not a big enough heel, but he's not a fan favorite either.
Right. And he's not good behind the microphone.
And Jinder is so great with the title. Mm-hmm. It's like,
I like him with the title.
There's no need for him to cash in. Unfortunately, Baron, you're a company guy. Yeah. You're going to be one of, you're going to be the second person ever to not be able to cash in that money.
I was like surprised. I watched. I was like, whoa, what? Damn. He like lost his whole opportunity now. It's like, get to the back of the line now.
He'll get back because he gets to fight John Cena at SummerSlam, right, which is going to be nice for him. And depending on Jinder Mahal and Ishikori match, if Ishikori ends up winning, him and Baron Corbin already got a rivalry going, so they can pick that back up and have that going and continue.
And what they have to do, John Cena has to put Corbin over in this in SummerSlam. I think he almost has to. Because after SummerSlam, John Cena's scheduled for like four Raw.
He's going to Raw.
He's going to Raw.
Well, Cena usually loses at SummerSlam, so I can see Baron Corbin coming
in. I hope Baron Corbin gets
win.
Over because we remember in the Attitude Era during Raw, it'd probably be like 3 or 4 seconds where it'd be people in the ring talking. They need to do that more because Baron Corbin needs more mic time.
He's just not entertaining to me.
He's not. Is it right now? I mean, he could be a good heel. He could be a real good heel.
You know what? I think he can be good heel. He definitely has the attitude of being a jerk. But, man, Jinder Mahal, like, he's done such a great job, and he's growing on So, I'm just...
Oh, that was dope. Okay.
Like, I want to see how long this whole Jinder Mahal championship reign plays out.
Me too.
I mean, it's better when the heels have the titles.
It is.
It's always easier to root for the guy that's
chasing.
Because once they win the title, then it's, yay, we're happy the first week. And then by week three, it's like, damn.
Because I remember.
Can you go back to chasing the title again?
Like I said, back in the Attitude Era when The Rock and Stone Cold, I always liked The Rock and Stone Cold chasing the belt. I never liked either one of them with
it. And that's why Triple H was so perfect. Because nobody wanted Triple H to have the belt. But he always had. Him with Shawn Michaels always had the belt.
I like The Rock chasing the title.
And the fans like that.
He was better and funnier, and it was so much better.
So, any other questions?
Yeah. On Raw, there's a segment on Raw, of course. It's been going on for the past couple of weeks with the Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Each week, the other person's leaving the other one hanging for the Shield fist pound. And this past week, Seth Rollins denied Dean Ambrose again. And what's the tag team?
Sheamus
and Cesaro.
Yeah, Sheamus and Cesaro.
They came out, attacked both of them. You know, they look like the old Shield again, and then at the end, they finally. What are they going to do with them? I think I see them probably being the tag team champion soon. Yeah, I think
they'll have a little tag team run. They had their war like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, and they warred for a good 6-8 months. I don't know if they're going to go back in that direction, but the tag team division is alive. They've re-stimulated
especially
the tag
with them
team
too.
Division.
Especially them, too.
And Cesaro and Sheamus are a good tag team. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose would be a nice tag team.
I think it's set up for, like, Roman Reigns to win it and those two to win it, have the tag team titles.
I think so.
I think Joe actually wins Sunday, man.
Oh, really? See, I think they're going to give it to Reigns. That's just what I think.
I mean, I would love to see the big dog win the title. Dude has been denied.
But Joe's another one that needs mic time.
Joe, he's got 20 plus years in the business.
Unless he gets with Paul Heyman.
And he's
that's what I want to see.
I would love to see
Joe get with Paul Heyman. Because
Paul Heyman's talking about leaving if Brock loses. Paul Heyman ain't going nowhere, man.
No. I guess you got to work out the figures in the contract. I don't know if Paul Heyman wants to be an every week guy with Samoa Joe out there. Or he might want to be because loves his voice.
He was kind of like that with CM Punk.
He was
like that with
up and down, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of like that with CM Punk. He had a lot of TV time with CM Punk.
Nice.
And that does it for my Mr. 315 WWE hot take of the week.
That is what's up, man. We give y'all a little wrestling. We give y'all a little sports. We give y'all a little life. You got to love that stuff, man.
Yes.
And that will do it for this segment. When we come back, B3 Exponent is upset. Feels like some weak stuff is going on, and he will express himself. We will have Bond Voyage and a little other, couple other topics that's been going on in the world of sports. You are listening to BSS Carolinas. All, as always, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Breakdown Sports Show page, our Facebook page, our website. Please support. Bless. Again, people die.